Hey guys, it is your English speaking friend, Kyle, and today we're going to continue improving our English with comprehensible input. What is comprehensible input? Comprehensible input is when a native speaker, like me, speaks slowly and clearly so you can understand. And guys, I'm not just being lazy. Lazy is when you don't want to do anything, you're avoiding doing work or homework, you're being lazy, you're sitting on the couch. No. I'm laying on the couch because today we're going to have something a little bit different, kind of a therapy session, okay? Like a therapy session. You go to see a therapist and tell them about your problems. So guys, the whole point of this channel is me trying my best to help people. And I help people to learn English, but I also try my best, guys, to help people with their lives by sharing what I've learned, by going through bad things in my past, by seeing what I've seen in my life. If I could share something that will help even one person to feel better in their life, to learn something new, to achieve something, then I feel good. And that's really what this channel is all about, guys, is helping people, being positive and trying to make the world a little bit better place. That's the way that I see this channel. That's what I'm trying to do here. So guys, today I'm going to talk about something that I dealt with for a very long time, anxiety. And we're going to talk about what it is, how you can actually heal from anxiety and live a healthier, more calm and confident life. But first, I want to talk about why it was so difficult for me. Well guys, I was going through a very, very hard time in my life a few years ago. And for a couple of years, guys, it was just bad thing, bad thing, bad thing, bad thing. It was very stressful for me. And the worst part is that I'm the kind of person, especially back then, I was the kind of person that doesn't like to talk about their feelings. If something bad happens to me, I don't tell other people. I don't complain. We call it bottling it up. And bottling it up means you just push those feelings down inside of you. And you do not let them out, okay? So from all the bad things that kept happening, guys, I just kept pushing those feelings down. I didn't tell anybody, and I suffered in silence by myself. Guys, it was really awful. It was really awful. I was having terrible thoughts, and it felt like my heart, boom, 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 was beating out of my chest all the time. I would wake up in the middle of night, in the night, feeling a terrible fear. My heart was pounding. I couldn't fall back asleep. When you're super stressed, you can be really grumpy. You could be mean to people because you're so stressed out. It was really one of the hardest times of my life, guys, because not only was I dealing with a lot of things on the outside, things that I had to deal with, I had no choice but to deal with them, problems, but I also felt like I was fighting a war on the inside of me. Now guys, I really don't like talking about this. I don't like telling people that I've had problems or dealt with these problems. But the thing is, the other day somebody told me in one of the comments, I don't remember what video it was, but they said, "I really love your videos because it feels like I'm getting fatherly advice." And that got me thinking so much, guys. I wish my dad would have prepared me for some of these things. For some of the hard things that you're going to face in your life growing up, dealing with the real world as an adult. But when I had to face these problems, nobody ever told me about them. Nobody ever told me, hey, this is what's going on in your head. This is why you feel that way. This is what you can do. So for that reason, I'm going to share what I've learned, the things that have helped me. That way, maybe even just a couple of you guys out there are going through something like this. And it can really help you. So that's what we're gonna do, guys. Nobody helped me. I had to learn all this on my own. So I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna be the person who helps you. And you know what? Maybe you are a happy person. You don't have stress in your life. Thank God for that. I am very happy for you. But guess what? This video will still be full of awesome English vocabulary that you can use in your everyday life. Plus, maybe one day you can help one of your friends who's not feeling so good. All right, guys, let's get into this. What is anxiety?
Okay, guys, one thing I want to say real quick. It's a nasty day here in Indiana. It's not very nice outside. It's starting to snow already. You guys know I love to make my videos outdoors so I can show you guys some nice nature and things like that. But today, we're inside. So let's see what we can do inside. You see my light over there? The couch, that was my little place where I started my therapy. All right, guys, what is anxiety? Anxiety is a disorder, which means you're not supposed to feel anxiety, guys. The problem is the world that we live in today causes anxiety for so many people that we've started to think that it's normal. It is not normal, guys. There's two different things, fear and anxiety. Now, fear is a natural emotion that is very good, very healthy, and it has helped the human race survive for, some people think, thousands of years, some people think hundreds of thousands of years, but it has kept humans alive for a long, long time. Now, that's fear. Fear is a natural response in your body, but you should not be feeling anxiety. Now, let me explain the difference. Anxiety is the disorder of the emotion fear. Okay? Fear is good. Fear is healthy. It keeps you safe. Anxiety is when your body is producing fear when there's nothing scary around. Okay? Let me explain. If you're walking in the woods and you see a tiger, you should be scared, guys. If you're not scared, something's wrong with you. Or you're just a really tough guy and you know that you can kill that tiger. Maybe you're very tough, but if you're not very strong and skilled at hunting tigers, you should be scared if you see a tiger. That is fear. You see a tiger, you know it's dangerous, you know it can eat you, you feel fear. That is a healthy emotion that will keep you alive. Now, what's the difference between that healthy fear response and anxiety? If I'm sitting on that couch, guys, watching TV, watching a nice TV show or the news or just reading a book, and my heart starts pumping, boom, 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 and I start feeling scared for no reason, that's anxiety, guys. There's no tiger in this house. I should feel safe here, right? That is a disorder of the emotion of fear. You're feeling a natural emotion, fear, but you're feeling it at an inappropriate time when you should not be afraid. That is a disorder. That is anxiety. That's what we're talking about today. So guys, why do we feel anxiety? Well, you know, I'm not going to claim to be a mental health expert who knows everything about this. I never studied psychology in a university. I've only studied online and read many books to help myself. Okay, so all I'm going to talk about is the things that I know to be true. I do not claim to be an expert. I'm only trying to share with you guys what I have learned on my journey dealing with this disorder of anxiety. And if you guys have this problem, let this video be hope for you, because I promise you guys, I feel so much better in my life. My life's not perfect. I have days where I don't feel great. But guys, I think you could see that I'm a pretty confident, calm, fairly happy person. So I am not sitting around feeling anxious like I used to, guys. So please believe that there is hope if you're dealing with this. So anyway, what causes this, guys? Well, in many cases, it's trauma, okay? Trauma is the scar, the emotional scar that difficult, scary, hurtful events in your past cause, okay? So a lot of people have trauma from when they were children. Okay, maybe they had a parent who was very mean to them. Maybe somebody really hurt them in a bad way. Maybe at school they had a bully. A bully is another kid who is mean to you. He picks on you, beats you up, calls you bad names, is mean to you all the time. And guys, when these happen when we're young and we don't know how to deal with it, it causes trauma, okay? It gives us a scar on our psyche, on our mind, all right? It's not like a scar that shows up on your body. Trauma is a scar that shows up on your mind and your soul, if you believe in a soul. So guys, for a lot of people, it's caused by bad events in their past. For example, there's something called PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, a lot of times soldiers in the army will deal with this. A lot of times they will be fighting a war, boom, 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 boom. They see terrible, terrible things. They're scared every day because there's violence going on around them. So after they come home, they will deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. And this just isn't for soldiers, guys. Like I said, if you grow up in a household with a lot of violence, your parents are always fighting, you could have post-traumatic stress disorder. If you're in a war zone or something bad, like I know a lot of people are dealing with right now, that could cause post-traumatic stress disorder. Even after everything bad is done, your body doesn't know that it can turn off the fear response. It doesn't know that it can be calm, okay? It still thinks that it has to protect you with that emotion of fear. And that's what causes the disorder, guys. It's a circle, all right? And it's a cycle that is very hard to break, but we're gonna talk about how we can break it in this video. So guys, like I said, there's other things that can cause anxiety. Sometimes it can be completely physical, medical. I know that there's sometimes, guys, some cases where if you don't get enough of a certain vitamin or mineral, your body can produce anxiety. And if you start taking this vitamin or mineral and you are no longer deficient, meaning you have enough, the anxiety will go away. Those are physical cases, and that's not what I'm talking about. If you've never had any trauma in your life, never had any really hard things in your past that could have scarred you, but you're feeling anxious, go see a doctor because it might be something like that. They can test your blood. Maybe you just need some vitamin D or magnesium or something. That is possible. But I'm talking about anxiety from people who have dealt with very difficult situations. So guys, if you're dealing with this, what can we do? What can we do to make it better? Okay guys, let's talk about the things that we could do to make this better. I'm gonna tell you guys about three things that I have done in my life that have helped me so much. Guys, I'm gonna start with the first thing that really helped me to learn about what anxiety is, how we can change our brains in order to stop feeling that way. And it helped me so much, guys. It helped me so much and it started my journey of healing. It really did. So the first thing that I found, guys, is called the Linden Method. And it's something that was created by a man named Charles Linden. He's British. And I found him just searching and searching and searching how to cure anxiety, how to help my anxiety, how to fix my anxiety. One day I finally found Charles Linden. I think I found him on YouTube. And I was listening to him and everything he was saying was like he was talking to me. I felt exactly the way he was describing, the symptoms, the thoughts he was talking about, the terrible thoughts. And he explained what was going on in my mind, what was happening, why I was feeling this way. And he said something that made me feel so much better. He said, "You're not going crazy." Because guys, when you're feeling like this, sometimes you feel like you're going crazy. Like, this is terrible. I'm losing my mind and it's never gonna get better. He told me, "You're not going crazy. It will get better if you follow this program." And he created this program called the Linden Method. And I paid for his program and I started to do it. And it really, really helped, guys. So basically, let me explain to you what this program is, a very simple version, and how it helped me. So guys, he starts off his program with knowledge, with education. He tells you what's going on in your brain. He tells you what causes the anxiety, and then he tells you the solution to fix it. And he says that the solution is something called, here's a big word for you guys, and you guys are gonna be awesome for knowing this word in English, neuroplasticity. And what neuroplasticity is the plasticity, which means it can be molded or changed, of the human brain. And what he means by this is that our brain does not stay the same, guys. We could change it with our actions. We could change it by changing our thought patterns and things like that. So he says that right now, your anxious brain is the way that it is, causing your anxiety because you've been doing the same thing over and over and over. You feel anxious, so you read about anxiety. You feel anxious, so you talk to your friends about anxiety. You feel anxious, so you go inside and hide because you don't feel good. You keep acting like an anxious person, and that keeps you stuck, in an anxious life. Because you have the brain of an anxious person, because you've been living like a anxious person. So that's the start. You understand what's going on, and you understand that you're stuck in a cycle. Cycle of negative thoughts, negative feelings. The negative feelings cause the thoughts. The thoughts cause the feelings. The feelings cause you to act this way. Your actions cause you to think, guys, and it goes on and on and on. And you'll know that you're dealing with this if it sounds like I'm talking to you about your life. If you can relate to what I'm saying, that means you're dealing with this. And if you cannot relate, guys, keep listening, because you may be able to help somebody else one day. And who knows? Like I said, maybe one day it'll be your child dealing with this. Maybe one day it'll be a brother or a sister, your husband or wife, and you might be able to help them because you know what's going on. So how does Mr. Linden say that we can use neuroplasticity to improve our anxiety? Because you know what? Cool. Now I know. Neuroplasticity. What good does that do? Mr. Linden says that we need to start acting like a person who's not anxious. And it's really true, guys, because when you're dealing with bad anxiety or some other mental health things, your friends call you, hey, let's go get lunch. What do you say? You don't want to go get lunch. You're feeling terrible inside. You're fighting a battle inside your brain. You make an excuse. Sorry, man, I can't go. I have to feed my dog. You make excuses and you don't go. And that's how an anxious person would behave. Mr. Linden says that you need to start acting like a person who's not anxious. And you start with little steps, guys. You don't start doing things that make you terrified, but you have to start doing new things to change your brain. Because if you keep doing the same stuff, you're going to keep getting the same results. That's the same with learning English. It's the same with working out. It's the same with anything in life. You want new results, you have to try something new. So his method, guys, is very detailed. He gives you this little journal that has your whole day. He calls it the daily planner. And what he says is the thing that causes us to have those thoughts is when we're sitting around and our mind is not being used for something else. We have to use our mind for other things to keep our thoughts away from those negative thought patterns. And when you're not thinking about those, your brain can start to heal. So guys, his plan is he gives you a whole daily planner, and it starts at, say, 7 o'clock in the morning or whenever you wake up. And for the whole day, he wants you to plan out what you'll be doing that whole day. So 7 o'clock, I wake up. 7:30, I make breakfast. 8 o'clock, go to work. From 8 to 8:30 while I'm driving to work, I'll listen to an interesting podcast. When I get to work, I'll work for this time until lunchtime. At lunchtime, I'll eat my food while I listen in my headphones to a Spanish lesson or a German lesson. After work, I drive home while listening to a podcast about something interesting. When I get home, I'll exercise. After I exercise, I'll read a good book to learn more. Guys, basically, we have to overload our brain with new information and new activities in order to change the structure of our brains. And guys, this really helps so much. And if I'm honest, guys, this is what really pushed me to learn Spanish. I mean, there were things in my life that caused me to want to learn Spanish, people that I was around and things like that. But this is part of the reason why I was so obsessed and listened to so much of it, because I finally found something that worked. And what he says, guys, is try everything. You have to try all these new activities, because some things that will work for you and take your mind away from the bad stuff will be too boring for me, and I'll be thinking about the bad stuff while I'm doing it. So I finally found something, guys, Spanish. While I was watching Dreaming Spanish, my mind was absorbing the new language. The neuroplasticity was changing my brain, and I was not thinking about the bad stuff. So I kept listening and listening to Spanish, reading in Spanish, meeting people in Spanish, taking lessons where I was speaking in Spanish. And that was a huge thing, guys. Huge for me. I did that. I started training jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu really helped me. Martial arts really helped to take my mind off of things. And if it wasn't for Charles Linden, I might not have tried these new things, because I was trying to follow his program. So guys, that one helped me so much. His program taught me that I need to try and keep my mind occupied all the time, because it's when your mind is not occupied, you're just sitting there, that your mind runs away with you. It runs away with you. So guys, that's a big one. That is a big one. The Linden Method. Now, you don't have to call it the Linden Method, but what you need to remember is never just sit there and think about the bad thoughts. As soon as the bad thoughts come, guys, break that. Break that cycle. Go do something positive. Okay, go learn something. Go improve a skill. Play an instrument. I played guitar too. That helped me a lot. Play an instrument. Learn a new skill. Read a book that is pumping your brain full of knowledge that keeps your mind off of the bad stuff. All right, guys, that is a summary of the Linden Method, something that helped me so much. But that did not cure me 100%. There are other things I did too that really helped. Let's talk about those.
Okay, guys, like I said, I can't go outside, so I'm bored. I have to try different things. But you can see my camera here. That's pretty cool. You can see me, little Kailito there.
This is another thing I forgot to mention that really helped me to deal with my anxiety. Being creative, guys. Being creative. Started my YouTube channel. Started expressing myself. And that helped me become a lot more confident and calm person. But anyway, the next thing I wanted to talk about, besides learning how to use neuroplasticity, how to change my brain through action and through keeping my mind occupied, breathing. Breathing has been a huge, huge help in my life, guys, with my health, physical and mental. Now, I've been through all kinds of breathing technique, guys. I've tried Indian pranayama, which is basically what all these are, guys, but I tried the more traditional ones, like the things like that, and those are great. I tried the Wim Hof method. Wim Hof is an absolutely awesome guy from the Netherlands. He's also known as the Iceman, and he developed the breathing technique, which is just his version of an Indian pranayama. But basically, it's just 30 repetitions of a huge inhale with an exhale. You do that 30 times, then you blow it all out, then you hold your breath. I got pretty good at this, guys, and I was able to hold my breath for over 2 minutes after doing the Wim Hof breathing, which is pretty cool. And that one helped me more physically than it did mentally, guys. I was able, after a couple months of doing that, to run like 3 miles, guys, and I had not been running for months. I wasn't even sweating, and it was hot outside. I wasn't breathing hard. Doing that Wim Hof breathing made my cardiovascular system so healthy, guys. It was super cool. But the one I want to say that really calms you down, that I know for a fact works, I'll tell you in a second how I know for a fact that it works, is called box breathing. And this has helped my wife. Guys, and I want to mention this one because these breathing techniques can help you even in a very stressful time, even if you're in a war, okay? Because this is taught to Navy SEALs and soldiers in the Special Forces. They're taught this breathing technique to keep themselves calm, even in a battle, okay? So, you know, when you're in a very stressful situation, you say, what, you want me to practice meditation and breathing techniques? How can I do that? There's crazy things going on. Trust me, guys. I understand you can't sit there and meditate with, you know, bad things happening all around you, loud noises, but you can do this breathing and it does help. Soldiers have been using it for years and years and years in battle. So guys, it's called a box breathing because a box is a square, and that's how you visualize this, because you breathe in for 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4. Each part of the square, each side is 4 seconds of what you're doing. So you breathe in for 4 seconds. Every time I move my finger up is 1 second, so. Then you hold your breath for 4 seconds. Then you exhale for 4 seconds. Then you hold it again for 4. So you can see how I'm drawing the box or the square with my finger
4 seconds up, hold it for 4 seconds exhaling, hold it for 4, and that's why they call it box breathing. It gives you a way to visualize it. All right, guys, I'm not doing it perfect because I'm sitting here talking to a camera, I'm standing up, but you get the idea. And I can feel my body calming down already. And it really does work that fast, guys. How do I know for a fact that it works besides seeing studies, besides teaching my wife how to do it and watching her calm down from very stressed right before my eyes? I did an experiment on myself that proved that it works, guys. So at work, we have one of those machines like that. You stick your arm in and it tests your blood pressure and your heart rate, okay? Now, guys, ever since years ago when I started dealing with all this stuff, I've had high blood pressure because of my stress, because I wasn't sleeping good. So my blood pressure stays slightly above normal, okay? It used to be way high. Now it's usually slightly above normal. Maybe it's because I don't sleep good. Maybe it's because I drink so much caffeine. Whatever, guys. I have slightly high blood pressure. It's still healthy. The doctors say nothing to worry about. Slightly above average. And I know that that is normal for me. So I put my arm in this machine, turned it on, and it told me the same thing it always tells me. Just above normal. So I relaxed for a minute. I stayed sitting at the machine, and I did box breathing for 30 seconds maybe. I put my arm in the machine, and I kept on box breathing. The machine probably takes about 20 seconds to work. And guys, I promise you, by the time the machine told me the results, it was below normal. My blood pressure had calmed completely down to an incredibly healthy level like it never is, guys. Never have I went to the doctor and checked it in this machine, and it's been at this healthy level. But after box breathing for just 30 seconds and then continuing while I did the test, guys, my levels were completely healthy, like a healthy athlete. So guys, look up box breathing, and on YouTube you can find videos that guide you through it and everything, and it's perfect. Awesome, guys. Even if you're healthy, this can make you healthier. But if you are dealing with stress, I promise box breathing or any of these breathing practices can help. But I know for a fact, I've seen it with my own eyes, box breathing can calm your body down and calm your mind down too. Try it out. All right, guys, we've done a full circle around my house. We're back in my living room. Started on the couch, came over here where I like to because it's in front of a window, so natural sunlight lights me. I went downstairs to my little studio area, filmed in the bathroom mirror. Now we're back here. Let's finish this video up with the thing that has helped me more than anything else, not just with anxiety, but with my life in general. And if you guys have been watching my videos, you already know. Meditation, guys. But specifically, the book Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. That book was a revolution for me, and it taught me so much about my brain. And guys, the knowledge really is helpful, because if you know what's going on in your brain, you're not as scared when it happens. You know, if I had a panic attack right now, that never happens to me, especially now that I'm healthy and I have control over my mental health. But if I had a panic attack right now, my heart started going crazy and I felt fear, I wouldn't be that scared because I would know what's going on. I would tell myself, that's just the echo from ancient trauma, okay? That is the echo. That is just a part of you that was hurt a long time ago. Nothing is happening right now. And I would know, I would be able to calm myself down, okay? Because now I know what's going on. And knowledge is really power, guys. So reading this book explains so much to me about the brain, the heart, how the brain and heart work together. And it took it much deeper, my understanding of neuroplasticity as well, and how we can change our brain and change our lives. So Dr. Joe always says that you change your personality and then you change your personal reality. So you change the way that you react to things. And you do this by learning meditation, learning to control yourself. And when you change your personality, you change your personal reality or your life. So guys, this book, there's a meditation. Once you get to the end, it teaches you how to meditate in this way to change the things in your life that you don't like. And I remember it, guys. It has you visualize the things in your life that cause the stress for you.
And I remember there were three situations that I always thought about, guys. They were always in my mind. Three really bad things that caused me so much anxiety and fear. And I would see them in my mind when I meditated. One, two, three. And I would just observe them, guys. And when you observe something without reacting to it, you're not fighting with it in your head. Oh, no, I'm not that. I'm not stupid. I'm not bad. You don't fight with it. You just observe it calmly. You start to see, guys, that thoughts are just things. They don't control you, and you are not your thoughts. That is an ancient Buddhist thing, guys. You are not your thoughts, okay? Thoughts are going to come, but you do not have to entertain them. I think there's a Buddhist proverb where the Buddha says, in some way he says that they're like visitors to your home. They're going to come, knock, but you do not have to have tea with them. And that's a beautiful thing, guys, because the bad thoughts will come. And in the past, when they would come, I'd say, oh no, it's here. Oh no, I would start thinking about it and reliving those situations. But now if a bad thought comes, I just say, oh, it's just a thought. It's not what's going on now. It has nothing to do with me. I keep on living my life, and the thought stays back there. And that's a power, guys. That's a superpower that only comes from meditating, from getting to know yourself, becoming aware of your mind, what's in your mind. And guys, when you start observing these things without running away from them, without fighting them, they lose their power over you and you're not scared anymore. So guys, this book really helped me to get a control on the fear, the anxiety in my life, and to feel so much better, guys. I remember, guys, these thoughts would come to me and just completely take control of me, take control of the way I act. I would start being very grumpy and anxious and mean sometimes, because when you're full of adrenaline, guys, and somebody talks to you, you're like, oh, no, 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 I can't talk. Leave me alone. But when you start to get control of this, you don't have those responses anymore. So guys, Dr. Joe Dispenza's work has helped me so much. Recommend it to everybody. You know, it doesn't have to be Dr. Joe's work. There's tons of people who are doing awesome work out there with meditation. There's somebody from your country who's doing awesome stuff and positive in your native language. There's a lot of incredible people around the world in this space, and it's growing and growing and growing. So meditation, guys, helped me to get a control on my past and leave it where it belonged in the past, because that's what it was, guys. It was that post-traumatic stress disorder. Things from my past ruining my present and therefore ruining my future. I learned how to observe them, take my power back, take the fear away from them, and leave them where they belong in the past. And guys, I've become a much more calm person, more confident, more kind. And meditation not only helped me leave my past in my past, it's helped me to start constructing my future, visualizing where I want to go in life, and that gives me a clear map of the things I need to do to improve myself and to get better every day. So guys, these are the things that help me. Learning to keep my mind occupied all the time, learning to breathe and calm my body down physically, and meditating, becoming the master of my own mind. When you're the master of your own mind, you're the master of your own life. So guys, all of this can be summarized, and I've thought about this for a long time, guys. I want to write a little book about this, a little ebook or something one day, but basically the way to overcome anxiety is to become the best version of you, okay? Anxiety is like a monster who wants to destroy your peace. You have to become the superhero who can fight that monster off by becoming the best version of yourself. And every bit of energy that you invest in yourself is energy that you are not feeding that monster. So feed yourself, feed the superhero, okay? Build the superhero up that you can be, because you are an awesome person. Maybe you don't know it yet, but I know it. I know that there's someone incredible on the other side of this camera. You could be whatever you want to be. You could be the hero that you need in your life. Be your own hero, guys, okay? And once you learn how to be the hero for yourself, you could be the hero for your children, for your siblings, for your parents even. And the world needs more heroes, guys. We've got enough monsters, believe that. So guys, right now I invite you to take the first steps to becoming your own hero. Invest some time in yourself, okay? You already did, honestly. You're learning, watching this video. So I know you're on the right track. Keep going, guys. We need more heroes, less monsters. Thank you, my friends, for spending this time with me, for listening to me. Because if I'm honest, guys, maybe you think, oh, this guy helps me. He helps me with his English videos. He makes me smile because he has a positive attitude. Guess what, guys? Maybe I'm helping some people, but you guys are helping me, okay? This camera and the people watching have been my therapists too, guys. Expressing myself, sharing my life, talking with you guys has been like therapy for me. So I hope this video helps somebody out there. I'm sure you guys learned some great English, but maybe, just maybe, it touched somebody's heart, gave them a couple of tools that they can use to improve the way they feel. That's what I hope anyway. Thank you for being with me, my friends. I appreciate you who's watching this video right now. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next video.